Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
Hey everyone, it's Call Me Adam, live from Feinstein's 54 Below's Press Day. And on this mini-episode of Bearing It All with Call Me Adam, entitled Bearing It Slightly, I chat with Tony Award winner Beth Level. Beth's show, It's Not About Me, will be playing at Feinstein's 54 Below, January 14th through the 18th, and January 20th. All shows are at 7 p.m. Hi, Beth.
Hi, good morning.
It's so great to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm really glad to be here.
You are coming to Feinstein's 54 Below January 14th through 18th and the 20th with your new show, 13 Shows and Counting.
Actually, we changed the title.
Oh.
News break. We changed the title to It's Not About Me.
I love it.
And guess what?
It's not about you.
It's all about me.
That's right.
I don't know if you remember the song in prom.
Of course I do.
Oh, thank
Hello,
you.
It was the 11 o'clock number.
Oh, no, that's Ladies Improving. This was the 2 o'clock number when I, in the gym.
Yeah.
The, like a Vita kind
yes,
of song.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's what the show was starting with.
I love it.
And it's then we misbehave from then on.
I love it. I love starting at 2 o'clock.
Two o'clock's is an excellent number as well.
It is an extra number, yes. That was like, I feel like everyone's like, yes, I get it. She is. You could be Evita as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, that's a lyric in the thing.
Yes,
that
no,
was
I know.
Too old to play. You're so
I
good. I don't remember the line. So I sing it today.
Oh, I love it.
Me too.
I love it. So let's find out about the show a little bit first.
Yes.
When did you come up with the idea for this show, and how long did it take you to put it together?
I came up with the idea. We were my director, Rob Ruggiero, and my musical director, Phil Reno, who are amazing. We were sitting around last month just spitballing about what we wanted to do. And then I realized I don't want to reinvent the wheel because people were telling me what they want to hear. So Phil said, why don't we call it It's Not About Me? I went, oh, my God, that's brilliant. And once you get that tone, it's really easy to start figuring out what it's going to be. So we're still tweaking some stuff, still exploring some new stuff. People are sending me new songs. But it's going to be some of the greatest hits and a lot of stories. And a couple of moments from when I did the show last time after Drowsy, I love doing, I'm not going to tell you which one it is, those songs so much in this room. I'm going to do that again.
Oh my God.
And then maybe there'll be some surprise props and... You just never know. But I love this space because I get so intimate with the audience. And I just like it to be a whole shared experience of answering questions that lead you into stories I may have never told before. Because, Mama God, I have stories. I have mishaps. I have gossip. So, yeah, it's going to be really fun. Or I won't do it.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Oh my God, you're Beth Level.
You bet your ass I am.
And what are you doing here?
I'm unemployed. But not for long. I want to tell the people of whatever this town's called. I know what's going on here, and frankly, I'm appalled. I read three quarters of a new story and knew I had to come. Unless they're doing the miracle worker, those letters mean.
Emma.
Emma, for can't you see the
belt. Her belt. Ah, but it's not about me. Ava Perone, Ava Perone, but it is not about me. It's Emma's story, damn it. Equality should be this country's norm. Oh, no photography, unless you Instagram it. Use hashtag Diddy Tech, so call your goals by storm.
So since the show is taking a look back over your career,
yes.
What did you learn about yourself from putting the show together?
How lucky I am, mm-hmm. for one thing, and how many original songs have been written for me. That's amazing.
That
sometimes
is amazing.
I have to just step back and just be full of gratitude. And again, I can't wait to share them. And you have a song written in your key, and they change the lyrics because you were funny when you said that. And it's like, oh my gosh, I should be credited as a lyricist. I just realize going back how lucky I am and how much I love to sing for people and to storytell. And this space is fantastic for that.
I love
it. So that's what it's going to be.
I can't wait. My last question is a play off of my podcast titled Burying It All with Call Me Adam. So if you were to reveal something that you've never told before, what would you share with us today?
Oh, my gosh. Well, at my old age, not really, I'm getting married again in May.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Thank you. Not many people. Some people know that Adam Heller and I are engaged.
Yes.
But yeah, it's going to be one of those years.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, everybody listening is coming to see Beth's show.
Yay.
It's Not About Me.
It's Not About Me.
January 14th through 18th and the 20th at 7 p.m.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank
I'll
you.
See you then.
Yes.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's had him. Adam lives for the business of show. Call me Adam.com.
Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes, where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there.
Do you remember watching your favorite celebrity being interviewed, but you could tell there was more to that interview than what was being shown? My name is Adam Rothenberg, and in the past 16 years, I have interviewed over 2,200 artists and celebrities. And I am here to tell you that yes, there is definitely more to the interviews you have watched, read, or listened to. In my debut book, Behind the Curtain, The Mistakes, Lessons Learned, and Triumphs of Interviewing Celebrities, I take you behind the scenes of what really happens during an interview, sharing the joys, the pitfalls, and the OMG moments. You can get your copy on Amazon or through my entertainment platform, callmeadam.com. You can get your very own autographed copy.